or right hand side.
And that's what our plan is to do there. And then on the rest of them, this is what we're proposing.
Okay, if I can get some clarification here, it may just be me, but I'm showing 19 single family homes, and on this layout, Scott,
that's in your packet?
Yes. It says 19 buildings and 38 units.
That would be the one for the last... Yes, I must have sent out the wrong plan for that. This is actually whited out for the new plans.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
That was going to be what I recently submitted.
The legal form for that is whoops.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
And I believe our last reason why this was not accepted was traffic, too much traffic going through the neighborhood. We have an engineer do a traffic evaluation for the neighborhood, and the single-family homes for 19 just regular residential homes, single-family, is daily cars in and out is 181. And then for nightly rentals, for 19 of them, single-family homes, but different families in, is 191 per day. And that is full occupancy Monday through Friday, or... it's Monday through Sunday, and most nightly rentals are usually rented on the weekends and not always rented, especially during winter.
Any other questions?
I'll just make a comment. I guess you know you're going to put all these seats again.
Yes, sir.
And it was not compatible at that time. Do you think it's going to be compatible this time?
The reason why it wasn't compatible last time is because of traffic, and since we have done a traffic evaluation where it does not show a major increase in traffic in the neighborhood, as people say that it would raise it 43%, 42%, and that subdivision can accept nightly rentals in that subdivision.
Well, I got the idea that it was more than one thing, but I think if we leave out the fact that one of the things that's really bothering people is nightly rentals in there, well, I think you're missing a point, because I think the nightly rentals was a big part of the thing that upset the neighborhood.
The compatibility aspect.
Yeah, compatibility. Absolutely right, Dwayne.
I can't see
that much change myself in how it will affect the neighborhood, but you have the right to bring it forth.
And that'll be April 8th.
Okay. Would you like me to stay up here? I have the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
This is the SMBZ Wolf Trails in Timberwolf Estates nightly rental. Applicants requesting Division 3 approval for the ability to use future single-family homes on 8 lots in Wolf Trails Estate Subdivision and 1 lot in the Timberwolf Estate Subdivision. Wolf Trail Estates is a 15-lot subdivision, and the Timberwolf Estates is a 3-lot subdivision accessed off Fruit Farm Road. The lots in Wolf Trail are from 4.17 acres to 8.87 acres in size, and they'll be served by a private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater. And I believe the lot in Timberwolf is roughly three acres?
Yes.
3.2. It was a 10-acre parent parcel divided into three. So. So here's our eight parcels in Wolf Trail, and I'll bring it up on pictometry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This parcel was Joe's that came through last month. This is their one timber wolf parcel. Know where we are, George?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I freely admit my guilt.
Let's go move out here for you.
The end of Fruit Farm Road.
I used to live on Fruit Farm, and I'm just not with it. Just get me off of Fruit Farm, Scott.
Down past where Gary Ponder lives.
Okay.
Yeah, down there at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yep.
Where you can see Branson Creek.
Ah.
You fall down through there on Wolf Trail Drive, I believe.
Not quite as populated there. On that road, on that end at all.
All right in here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, I'll move out.
So are we good on location? Everyone understanding?
Yeah. Sorry.
And what are you proposing to build on these?
They're going to range from 3 to 5 bedrooms. I think we're going to stay closer to the 3-bedroom, 2-bath. We're actually currently working on one of the lots already, but we would just abide by nightly rental rules or Division 3 rules for nightly rentals and make sure that we have all the correct, I can't spit out the word. Abide by all the rules for neither rentals.
Yeah.
No, we do not.
All right. Well, I think unless there's any other questions, we'll see you for both on April 8th.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Next up, we have Acacia Club Road, 1428 Acacia Club Road.
I know where that is.
George, you know where we are?
I know where Acacia Club is.
You're not lost anymore.
No.
The applicant's requesting a special use permit for the approval for the ability to use an existing 4-bedroom home located at 1428 Acacia Club Road, Hollister, for nightly rental. Per the assessor's information, the home was built in 1972. And it's on lot 12 of the River Lake subdivision. Is 76 by 186 feet in size. Home served by private well and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So coming down Acacia Club, when you drop down into the bottoms, here it is highlighted. Here it is with the floodplain layer on. This is the resort. This is the apartments. Gilberti's, is that right?
Yep, Mr. Gilberti's. Yep.
Yeah, it's right here. So you know where you are. Here's a front picture of the home. Here's a picture of the driveway. because they don't show up very good on the aerial. Here's the west side of the home. Okay.
You want to give an overview?
Yes, me and my wife Becky own the property. Those pictures show pretty good. My understanding is with occupancy of 8, 4 parking spots are needed. That picture showed my Suburban 15-foot utility trailer and my boat on one side, so there's plenty of room for 6 parking just in the driveway. In addition, there's the 2-car garage. And basically, I guess I'm fine conforming to whatever buffering, those large pine trees on that side, halfways, and then you can barely see the neighbor's does have a cedar fence going the rest of the way, all the way to the back lot line. And I guess with my question in the limbo would be on the other side, given the space between the two houses. Split rail fence is what I kind of proposed to Scott, but it would be fine doing whatever I thought was best. And I believe it was 80 inches in between the two houses. Yes, 80 inches from house to house.
So does the line go down between the two houses?
I believe it's pretty close to the center, even though the beacon lines show more to the right, but the telephone post looks like it splits it pretty evenly.
And is the neighbor to the right a local owner?
Both sides, actually, it's kind of a little vacation home for them. One lives up by Kansas City. The house to the west lives by Kansas City, and this gentleman, I think he lives up in Nixa area. And down about every couple months for a weekend.
Buffer zones are important, so to present buffer zones, so to be sure you have a buffer zone plan to present at next month's hearing. I don't see one.
On my little sketch I submitted, I just...
He's got it, but it's in the packet for your public hearing, Howard. Yeah. He has submitted it.
I submitted. Okay.
Okay. Yep, he did.
Split rail fence,
yep.
If that's adequate.
Any questions for the applicant specifically? Any questions, comments? We will see on March 8th, okay. Or excuse me, April 8th.
Thank you.
March 8th, one more. Next, we have Mr. Tim Friend for 3721 State Highway 86. Ridgedale, Missouri.
Okay, Tim Friend, it's applicant requesting Division 3 approval for the ability to develop a 15-acre parcel located at 3721 State Highway 86 Ridgedale into a hotel resort fractional ownership condominium development project. This is our 86 Long Creek Bridge, so we're on the east side. Dave, you didn't run into that island someday at the boat, did you?
No, not
okay.
That one.
All right.
Just the bridge.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Tim Friend.
Good evening.
I'm working on putting everything together for the project as far as density and everything. The project lays pretty well for multi-level buildings, mixed probably between hotel resort and condominium style units for nightly rental. For nightly rental and for vacation ownership, timeshare sales. The access to the property right now, there's an easement on the core line on the lower part there, right there next to the bridge. It's probably about 35, the easement states it's 35 feet wide, and I can't remember the dimensions.